people see conflict as bad, but it's a necessary part of healthy relationships. Imagine never expressing your thoughts or feelings to keep the peace. That would be like shaking a soda can and expecting it not to explode. I just don't want to fight anymore. Have you ever said that? Maybe after a disagreement with a friend, a coworker, or even your partner? I sure have, more times than I care to remember. Arguing can feel like stepping barefoot onto a hidden Lego in the dark. Uncomfortable and painful. Ouch! But what if I told you that arguing isn't the problem? It's how we communicate that makes all the difference. Disagreements can strengthen relationships without damaging them when handled with effective communication. Let me tell you a quick story. My friend Sarah and I have been close for years. One day, she forgot about an important lunch date, leaving me sitting at the restaurant, checking my phone, wondering where she was. When she finally called, an hour later, she apologized. But I was hurt and angry. I had two choices. Avoid the conflict and let resentment build, or have an honest conversation. It's so much easier to avoid conflict and live with resentment, because then you can justify the hurt caused by the other person's actions. This time, I chose the second option. It wasn't easy, but our friendship grew stronger in the end. That's why I'm sharing 5 easy tips for effective communication when arguing, so you can turn disagreements into opportunities for deeper understanding. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic, effective communication when arguing. This is Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. And if you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen those relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. And if you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. Here is a definition of conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is about finding a calm and fair way to resolve a disagreement. It requires listening carefully, considering different points of view, and working together to reach an agreement. Imagine trying to untangle a knot in your shoelaces. You have to be patient and gentle so you don't make the situation worse. Conflicts can happen in any relationship, at home, work, school, or even in line at the grocery store. But they don't have to lead to hurt feelings or broken connections. When handled well, conflict can bring people closer together. Many people see conflict as bad, but it's a necessary part of healthy relationships. Imagine never expressing your thoughts or feelings to keep the peace. That would be like shaking a soda can and expecting it not to explode. When we positively resolve conflicts, we build trust. Facing disagreements head on shows others we respect and care about their feelings, reassuring them that their thoughts and emotions are valued. It improves communication. When we learn to express ourselves clearly and listen to others, it fosters a deeper understanding and reduces misunderstandings. It strengthens relationships. Working through problems together deepens our connections, creating a stronger emotional bond and reinforcing mutual support. It reduces stress. Avoiding conflict creates tension, but resolving it relieves it, allowing us to move forward with peace and closure. And when we positively resolve conflicts, we model healthy behaviors for our kids. Our children learn by watching how we handle disagreements, which equips them with essential skills for navigating relationships in their lives. Conflict resolution is like exercising a muscle. The more we practice, the stronger we get at it. Even when we know that resolving conflict is essential, it can also be tricky. Here are some common challenges and how to handle them. Oh, when our emotions take over. When emotions run high, it's easy to say things we regret. If you feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath and step away before responding. We fear confrontation. Many people avoid conflict because they fear anger or rejection. However, silence often makes things worse. To keep the conversation open and non-blaming, start with "I feel" statements instead of "You did this." And how about another challenge of lack of listening? Conflict resolution isn't just about talking. It's about active listening. Try paraphrasing what the other person said to make sure you understand their perspective. And then there's the wanting to win the argument. Conflict isn't about winning or losing. It's about finding a solution that works for both people. Instead of focusing on proving a point, try seeing things from each other's perspective. And how about avoiding the issue? Ignoring a problem will not make it disappear. The longer you wait, the harder it will be to resolve. Address conflicts early, before they become bigger issues. One of the biggest mistakes people make during conflicts is listening to respond instead of listening to understand. When our emotions run high, we usually interrupt, assume, or prepare a defense rather than truly hearing the other person. That's where active listening comes in. Last week, I talked about assertive communication, which is all about expressing yourself clearly while respecting others. Active listening supports this by helping us respond thoughtfully instead of reacting emotionally, ensures we fully understand the other person's perspective before speaking, and shows respect, which encourages the other person to listen in return. When we communicate effectively and listen, we can solve problems that strengthen relationships instead of harming them. It's not just about getting our point across. It's about creating an open and respectful dialogue where both people feel valued. Here is a simple formula to remember assertive communication. Act. A. Acknowledge your feelings. Use I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing, start with how you feel. Example, I feel frustrated when I don't feel heard in our conversations. Can we find a way to make sure we both get to speak? And C, communicate clearly and respectfully. Say what you need in a way that's direct, but not aggressive. For example, I need us to take turns speaking so we can understand each other better. And T is for tone and body language. Your words matter, but so does how you say them. Keep your voice even, maintain eye contact, and avoid crossing your arms or pointing fingers. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to navigate disagreements without damaging those relationships. Kids are always watching us. They learn how to handle disagreements by observing how we react. They'll do the same if we yell, shut down, or ignore issues. But if we model patience, listening, and problem solving, they'll pick up those skills too. Here are 7 simple ways to teach your kids about conflict resolution. Try naming the emotions. Help your kids recognize and express their feelings to communicate their needs instead of acting out. For example, you can say, I see you're frustrated because your brother took your toy. Let's talk about it. When kids can name their emotions, they are better equipped to manage them instead of letting them take over. And have them practice I statements. Instead of blaming, teach them to say, I feel upset when you take my toy without asking. I statements help kids take ownership of their feelings without putting the other person on the defensive. Over time, this skill teaches them to express themselves clearly while keeping the conversation open and constructive. Try encouraging them to problem solve. You can ask them questions like, what do you think would be a fair solution? Problem solving helps kids shift their focus from the problem to finding a solution. It also teaches them empathy by encouraging them to consider how their actions affect others. And try using role-playing. Act out common conflicts and guide kids in finding solutions. For example, pretend one child took a toy without asking and let the other practice using I statements and coming up with a resolution. When kids practice in a low-stress setting, they feel more confident applying these skills in real life. And praise good conflict resolution. When your kids resolve a disagreement calmly, acknowledge it with specific praise. You can say, I noticed how you and your friend worked out that problem together. Great job! Positive reinforcement encourages kids to keep using these skills and builds their confidence in handling conflicts independently. And model it yourself. Show kids how to disagree respectfully with others. If they see you handling conflict with patience and kindness, whether with a partner, friend, or even a store clerk, they'll learn that disagreements don't have to be negative. Instead, they can be opportunities for a stronger sense of connection. And teach them the power of taking a break. Sometimes emotions do run high, and the best thing to do is take a moment to calm down before discussing the issue. Encourage your kids to say, I need a minute to cool down before we talk about this. Teaching them that it's okay to step away when overwhelmed prevents emotional outbursts and helps them return to the conversation with a clear mind. Teaching kids these conflict resolution skills gives them tools they'll use for a lifetime. They'll grow up knowing how to express themselves, work through disagreements, and build healthy, lasting relationships. While we can teach kids conflict resolution skills, it's just as essential for us to practice them ourselves. That's where the PEACE method comes in, a simple 5-step approach to handling disagreements with understanding and respect. In the heat of the moment, conflict can feel overwhelming. When emotions flare, reacting without thinking is easy. Raising your voice, shutting down, or saying something you regret. But before you respond, take a breath and remember peace. This simple 5-step method helps you slow down, refocus, and approach conflict with empathy and appreciation. Instead of seeing disagreements as battles to win, consider them opportunities to make peace and strengthen relationships. P is for pause and breathe. When our emotions run high, our first instinct is often to react. But taking a deep breath before responding can make all the difference. Pausing lets you calm your emotions and approach the situation clearly rather than blurting out words you wish you hadn't. E is for express with I statements. Instead of blaming the other person, focus on your feelings and needs. Saying something like, "I feel frustrated when I get interrupted because I want to finish my thought," is more effective than saying, "You never let me talk." I statements keep the conversation open instead of escalating tension. And A is actively listen. Good conflict resolution isn't just about talking. It's about listening too. Show the other person that you're paying attention by making eye contact, nodding, and paraphrasing what they said. You can say, "So you're feeling unheard because I interrupted you." Active listening helps both sides feel understood. And C in peace is collaborate on solutions. Conflict isn't about winning or losing. It's about finding a fair solution. So you can ask, "What can we do to make this better?" Or, "How can we fix this together?" Collaboration encourages teamwork rather than competition, creating a stronger, more respectful relationship. And E in peace, evaluate and move forward. After resolving the conflict, check in later to ensure the solution works. Growth comes from learning how to handle conflicts better next time. A simple follow-up like, "Hey, I appreciate how we worked through that. Are we good?" can reinforce positive communication habits. Disagreements happen in life, but they don't have to be harmful. When handled with patience, communication, and understanding, it becomes an opportunity to build trust, deepen those relationships, and teach valuable life skills to our children. We've explored the importance of conflict resolution, the power of active listening, and simple ways to model these skills for our kids. And now, with the PEACE method, you have a simple, step-by-step approach to confidently navigate disagreements. So the next time you find yourself in a conflict, remember these 5 easy tips for effective communication when arguing. When you use the PEACE method, you turn disagreements into opportunities for growth, trust, and deeper connection. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes. So instead of fearing conflict, embrace it as a chance to practice effective communication, because that strengthens relationships. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com for a wealth of free, practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available on the website are links to purchase my children's book in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story, Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?